Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
And I'm joined by Sarah Ellis from The Shh Experience. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Lee. How are you doing?
All right, thank you. Good to have you with us. Now, you're here to talk about The Secret Cabaret, which is on the 1st of February.
Yes.
Why is it secret?
Well, The Shish Experience was started originally as us doing kind of secret stuff around the place in non-theatre spaces. So The Secret Cabaret Club came out of that. So the idea is that you come to a cabaret in a completely different location. Sometimes it's a mystery. Sometimes we advertise it beforehand. And quite often we don't tell you what's going to happen that night. So that's the idea. It's just a little bit of kind of excitement around it.
I suppose it makes it fun for the audience, fun for the performance as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really interactive and it's dead funny. It's a good kind of entertainment night out. I think it's like a nod to the old-fashioned cabaret with a kind of contemporary kind of other stuff in it as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because cabaret, some people kind of think cabaret's gone out of fashion. I do associate it with things like the Batley Variety Club, Wakefield Theatre Club, in my, you know, places that I grew up. It it seemed to have its heyday, well, certainly in the 70s.
You're not old enough for it to be in the 70s.
Oh, bless you.
But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think sometimes it has a reputation of just being really like cheesy and just awful, doesn't it? Or it goes the other way and it's like really seedy and it's just loads of people kind of taking their clothes off, which we're not either, I'm delighted to say.
The burlesque cabaret is the kind of cabaret that you're talking about there, is it?
Yeah, it sort of. In fact, we do have some burlesque in some of our cabaret. So it's probably going to be once every 2 months, maybe once every 3 months. And we have had burlesque. So I think that's important to say that we really love burlesque and we really kind of appreciate it. But it's not a burlesque show. That's not what we're doing. We do have a burlesque dancer who's also a singer, though, in this one. And she's actually an award-winning performer.
Excellent.
I'm not sure whether I should tell you her name, shall I?
Yeah, well, tell us who to... Well, it's up to you, you know. I suppose people need a little bit of information, don't they, before they...
Go on, there. It's Miss Whiskey Twist. And she's absolutely...
I'm assuming that's not a real name.
No, she does have a secret name, but I'm not going to divulge. Yeah, Miss Whiskey Twist, she's absolutely fantastic. What I love about the work that she does is she's really cheeky and really funny. So it isn't a kind of serious thing, if that makes sense.
That does make sense.
You know, she's... I think burlesque is quite cheeky anyway, but she's dead funny as well. So, for instance, in our last Secret Cabaret Club, she was a cleaner at the beginning, before the audience came in, and people had no idea that later on she would be one of the performers. And actually, that's really important for us in all the work that we do in the Shish Experience, is that the audience are kind of immersed in the experience throughout the whole thing. I remember when I used to go to the theatre, and I always used to kind of... I sat in the seat waiting for this heavy curtain to open, and even as a young woman, I remember sort of sitting there going, oh, this is a bit of a waste of time. I'm just sitting here. And I also felt like in the interval, there this sense of, you know, I'd watch this magic on stage and it was amazing and I loved it. And then kind of it would just die for a second. And then, you know, for 20 minutes, everyone would talk about something else. So for me, when I decided to be a theatre maker, I wanted everything we do to have stuff going on beforehand, in the interval, everywhere, so that the audience is completely immersed in everything. It's really important for us.
So why is that important to you? Why particularly did you choose that line of theatre?
Because of my experience as a young person, definitely. And also because I think theatre has got the power to kind of just take us somewhere else. On a journey. It's always a journey. It's always a story. Good theatre is. And like I said, when you've got these interruptions, for me, the worst thing you could do is to have this powerful moment and then it stops and people turn around and go, oh, do you want a gin and tonic? Like, I don't want that. I want people to be utterly immersed in it. And also, you know, when you're looking, the best performances I've ever seen is when I'm watching somebody and I honestly believe I'm watching that person in that situation. So it's never a compliment to us when people say, oh, that was really good acting. I don't want anyone to think we're acting. I want people to think these are absolutely these people. And then they're in the middle of it and they care. They absolutely care about these people. Or they absolutely hate them. Whichever way round it is.
So it's a night that, I hate the word journey, but it can take you on a range of emotions and you perhaps come out feeling very differently to when you went in?
With a lot of our work, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think particularly with our immersive stuff, what we're going to talk with our more...
Oh, somebody's trying to get hold of you, Sarah.
How terrible is that?
Telling you you're on the radio.
Sorry, people, that's terrible. Should know better. Especially with our immersive stuff, like the Wedding to Remember, which we're going to talk about in a minute. I think the key of the Secret Cabaret Club for me is that from the moment you walk through the doors, there's stuff going on, there's people, and it's pure enjoyment. And it's cheeky, it's very funny, and the last one, we couldn't get rid of people. Not that we wanted to get rid of them, but at the end of the night, we put some music on and people were still there at midnight partying down with the cast, which was really lovely.
So I know it's secret, but what else can you tell us about it? Can you tell us anybody else who'll be performing?
Yeah, we've got the wonderful Will Norton, who is a lovely guy, who is a singer. He's actually a rock singer, but he also nods to the vintage stuff as well, so we're mixing that up. That's the other thing we like to do, is to kind of have a genre and then mess around with it. And also Monica Salvi, who is really interesting. She is a songstress, however she's an actor. And she specialises in mad characters. So she's actually up at the Edinburgh Fringe. You might have seen her in A Mad Woman in My Attic. She's really, really funny. I have to say, this set for the 1st of February, they're all very funny.
Good. So you can. We need a laugh this time of year, don't we? Because it's a bit dark and gloomy. Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's 1st of February. It's at Saffron Walden Town Football Club.
Yeah, because that's the other thing about the Shush Experience and the Secret Cabaret Club. We want to bring experiences into non-theatre spaces. There's amazing theatres and there's amazing things going on in theatre. But for us, we come in, we take a space that isn't a theatre and we turn it into whatever we want it to be. So the football club's fabulous, but it will be for the evening a deep red cabaret club with glamour and sparkle.
And this is a night of music, laughter, yeah. You can get a drink there.
Absolutely.
You can kick back, have a good time.
Yeah, there's a bar there. It's you're in the middle of the action, as it were, so it's not like a stage at one end and seats at the other end. You know, so you're kind of in the middle of it. And it's very, very interactive. On saying that, I have to say it's as interactive as you want it to be. So
right,
I don't want to.
You're not going to be dragged up on stage if you don't want to be.
Nobody gets dragged up on stage. What we have is that, you know, there's always people that kind of want to be, or we just want to have a chat. But we're actually very good and very sensitive to the people who genuinely want to sit and watch, which actually, by the way, is cool.
So hyperfusion.co.uk is it where people can book tickets and find out about the Secret Cabaret. 1st of February, Saffron Walden Town Football Club in the evening.
Absolutely.
And you've got an event on the 16th of March as well.
Yeah, so this is a little bit different, but it nods to all the stuff that we've talked about. So it's called A Wedding to Remember. So Lee, I want you to imagine you arrive at a wedding.
Yep.
And you are a wedding guest, so pretty much a lot of us know what that means. You may wear a hat if you wish, you may not.
Look terrible in hats, but go on.
No,
I've got a fascinator
on,
I'm looking fabulous.
Cool. Yeah, fascinate. What is that word, though? That's bizarre. Anyway, so yeah, you arrive at a wedding reception, and in fact, you're going to see a bit of a ceremony. And you're going to sit through that or stand through that, however it works. You're going to go through to wedding reception. You're going to sit with your friends and you're going to have a meal and toast the bride and the groom. There is then a disco afterwards.
What
so
a
you're
lovely
going to
way.
A wedding.
That's a lovely way to spend a day. I'm guessing... Yes, I'm guessing there's a but.
So, of course, we're a theatre company. The wedding party are not real. They are all actors. So we have had the best time ever. Actually, it's awful. I shouldn't say the best time ever. We have been researching weddings that go wrong.
Right.
So our show has got various storylines running through it, and they're all true. It's absolutely shocking. They are all things that have happened to people. So... basically, when you're sitting, you're a guest and you're sitting as a guest at this wedding, actually the actors and the storylines are happening all around you. Back to the immersive stuff. There's no stage. There's no kind of lack of connection. There's no disconnect, you know, with a stage and an audience. You're in the middle of the drama, as it were.
As it erupts at the wedding. But in that, you've got the structure of the ceremony and food. You are eating food and
absolutely
staying for boogie, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really funny. We've done a couple of these immersive shows. We did the office party that goes wrong.
Which I went to, which was great fun. Really good fun. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so it's that idea that, you know, they're just different situations where people don't always behave.
Well, they start kicking off all around you, don't they? Yeah. And as you say, you know, weddings and events like that, they bring out the best and the worst in people.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting is that even though it might be awful when you've gone through it yourself, and we don't disrespect if anybody has been through something awful, but actually a lot of it is dead funny if you know it's not a real person that you love. So it's about being able to sit back and enjoy it. And again, you know, you can join in if you want to. You're also can sit there and just watch, you know, if there's an argument happening down the table. Who knows what the waiters and waitresses are going to be like? Who knows what the bride and the groom's going to be? Well, obviously I do, but I'm not going to let any of that out. And yeah, you're made to feel part of it. You can watch if you want. We did one before, actually, and somebody... we had six people offering to be a best man, which was really funny. So, you know, there are people can join in if they want to. Yeah, it's hilarious. It's outrageous. And a great night out.
I know it's actually based on real things, yeah, all together in one space. Just gives it that little extra frisson.
Definitely. And it's horrendous. It's horrendous what people have been through, but also gloriously funny.
Gloriously wonderful. When it's not you.
When it's not you and they're not people that you love. That's the thing to hold on to.
So the 16th of March, yeah, and people can find out about that and book for that on your website as well, hyperfusion.co.uk.
Yeah, so if you go onto the website, we've got the Shush Experience section. You can have a look at what we've got going on that section, and there's a box office section as well, so you can just pay for your tickets, come along, just bring yourself. You can wear what you want. We're a free, lovely space, so you can dress up if you want to. Some people do, some people don't. It's entirely up to you.
Lovely. Well, good luck. 1st of February, Saffron Walden Town Football Club. It's the Secret Cabaret. And then 16th of March, the wedding that goes wrong.
Yeah, so it's called A Wedding to Remember.
A wedding to remember. Lovely to speak to you again,
Thank
Sarah.
You,
good luck with
us.
All those projects.
Thank you.